一个简短的祷告，然后我们开始学习腓立比书第三章。
Lord, help us, we pray, as we study this afternoon.
主要帮助我们，当我们开始学习这个下午学习的时候。
We pray that you will teach us. We pray that our understanding will grow, but more, Lord, that we might learn to love the Lord Jesus and to quietly walk in his ways.
我们祷告是您来教导我们，然后让我们的知识更加的增长。我们更加祷告的是，我们更爱我们的主耶稣，然后我们更感谢他给我们的恩典。
So bless us, we pray. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
请赐福我们，我们祷告，我们奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Very good. Well, I think we were studying last week.In Philippians chapter 2, this week we will proceed to some thoughts on Philippians chapter 3.
上个星期我们一直在学习腓立比书的第二章，这一节呢我们进到第三章。
And verse 1, Philippians 3:1 reads, Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord.It's no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you.
腓立比书第三章第一节，弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐，我要把这话再写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。
It's interesting to me that sometimes, especially when Paul is writing in the Bible, you get the word finally,in a position in the book that's really not in a final position.
因为对我来说我觉得总是有趣的，但是特保罗在给人写信的时候，在圣经里他通常用一个最后，其实呢当时他说的这个地方并不是在最后。
In this case, the word finally appears right in the middle of the book, rather than at the end of the book.
因为在这一节里呢，是这个最后是在这本书的中间，而不是在这本书的最后。
And I think that's because the word relates to the logic that he is presenting rather than the space on the page.
因为我认为这是他在前面所讲的这个逻辑的最后，而不是说在这个书本的就位置的最后。
And so he said many wonderful things, but at this point, what he really is emphasizing is rejoice in the Lord.
所以他说了很多非常美丽的真理，然后在这里呢，他要说的是呢，最后我要你们再靠主喜乐。
That's really what life is all about.
这就是我们的人生。
There are a multitude of problems in the world.
在这个世界里有很多问题。
You've got lots of problems in your life, as I have in my life.
你在你的人生中呢，有很多的问题，跟我在我的人生里一样。
And it seems that when you solve some of them, you get some more.
这个呢，看起来就是说，你解决了一些问题，它更多的问题也来了。
And therefore,The great privilege that we have in life is to rejoice in the Lord. The Lord is looking after things. The Lord is going to resolve the issues of life. Don't panic. Just keep rejoicing in the Lord.
因为呢，我们有更大的荣幸呢，是在我们人生里面靠着主喜乐，让主来解决一些问题。主会照看顾一切。所以呢，我们要靠着主喜乐。
Now he says there are, he says it's no trouble for me to write this to you again, and it's safeguard for you.
他继续说呢，我把这话再写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们就是妥当。
Sometimes I wonder if he's saying, you know, you could rejoice in two things. You could rejoice in the Lord.Or you could rejoice in me. Paul saying, I'm the one who brought the message of the gospel to you. And the others, Epaphroditus and Timothy and so on, They are all for you. You could rejoice in them, but don't do that. You rejoice in the Lord.
那我认为他可能说呢, 你们靠着主写的, 可能有两方面, 一会靠着主写的, 靠着我写的, 或者说靠着, 那个推菲托拉和其他提摩太, 其他人写的, 因为我们把福音带给你们, 但是你们不要这样做, 你们仅仅只要靠着主写的。
And that's the way it is for all of us in life. We're to be continually so absorbed with the Lord that we're not really rejoicing in people. We just rejoice in Jesus.
在这里呢，我们的人生里也是这样的。我们呢，靠着主要也大大的行了，不要靠着人，我们是靠着主耶稣而行的。
It is true that some people may have been a very special blessing to you in your life, and you're thankful for that.
因为这是真的，如果说在你的人生中，有些人对你来说是非常一个大的福气，你非常感谢那个。
And so you often say, thank you, Lord, for bringing so-and-so into my life because he or she told me about Jesus.
你通常说呢,感谢主,你把这谁谁谁带到我的人生里面,因为他或者他带给我,告诉我了主耶稣。
But don't get carried away on that. Keep on rejoicing in what the Lord Jesus has done for you.
你不要一直沉迷在那个里面,你一定要想到主耶稣为你所做的事。And
one of the reasons is, at the end of the verse it says, and it is a safeguard for you.
另外一个原因呢,在这个经文的最末就是与你们确实妥当。The
simple act of rejoicing in the Lord is a wonderful defense mechanism for the Christian against the attack of the devil.
所以呢,在靠着主醒呢,在基督徒的人生中是一个非常简单的一个原因,是你抵挡魔鬼的袭击。
And so, we keep going back to the simple words, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
我们一直呢, 就在回想这样一个简单的词,就主耶稣爱我,因为圣经告诉我是这样的。
And that's not just something that brings joy to the heart. It is a marvelous defense for us against the wiles of the devil, the temptations of the devil. You just keep saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for me.
仅仅简单的心理的喜乐，而是一个极强的抵挡对那些魔鬼的那些袭击和诱惑。我们非常一直要说主耶稣为我而死。
And so my cousin reminded us recently that she was at a breaking of bread service one Sunday morning, and a man got up to pray.
因为他的一个堂兄一直告诉他，就是他在一次领圣餐的时候，一个弟兄起来祷告。
Sometimes when people pray at the breaking of bread, they pray for a long time.
有些人呢，在领圣餐的时候祷告呢，他们祷告时间很长。
Sometimes they pray for a short time.
有时候他们祷告的时间很短。
And this man's prayer was very short.
这个人的祷告非常的短。
It simply went like this. He said, thank you, Lord, for making me thankful. And he sat down.
因为他非常简单的，他说感谢主，让我可以变得非常能够感恩，然后他就坐下了。
That's a pretty good prayer, isn't it?
这是一个很好的祷告，是不是？
Thank you for making me thankful. Are you thankful?
所以呢，感谢您把我造成的可以容易感恩，你容易感恩吗？
You say, well, yes, I am. I'm thankful that the Lord Jesus died for me.
是的，我非常感激主耶稣为我而死。
And I'm just going to rejoice in the Lord.
我会靠着主喜乐。
And I'm thankful that the Lord organized things in my life so that I could learn that I should be thankful, and therefore I am thankful that he made me thankful.
因为我说我非常感恩的主把我在我的生活里他组织我的时候让我变得非常有感恩这样我非常感谢你主把我造得非常有感恩。
So that's where our safety is. We rejoice in the Lord.
这就是我们的安全我们的安全就在主耶稣里靠主喜乐。But
the other side of the coin is verse 2. Watch out for those dogs, those men who do evil, those mutilators of the flesh.
硬币的另一面呢是第二节。 因为防备喘内,防备作恶的,防备妄自行割的。
Now, dogs sometimes can be quite dangerous. They can be quite harmful.
所以有时候呢,那狗会非常的危险,它们非常有伤害性。
And there are people who don't like the gospel. They don't like the message of God, and consequently, they don't like you or me.
所以呢,那些不喜欢圣经,不喜欢神的真理的人,他最终他会不喜欢你我。
Watch out for them.
所以要防备他们。
If you're rejoicing in the Lord, you'll find it far easier to stand against them than you would if you weren't rejoicing in the Lord.
所以呢,如果你靠着主喜乐,你会发现非常容易的去防备他们,而如果你不靠着主喜乐,这是很难的。A
wild barking dog can scare you.
为什么一个叫的狗会吓着你呢?
Rejoicing in the Lord will comfort you.
因为你靠主喜乐会让你得到安慰。
And there are many men out there, maybe even the same ones, who do much evil. Watch out for them too.
因为有很多人在你的周围,他们也是因那些作恶的,你也要防备他们。
And then there are those who mutilate the flesh. I'm not sure precisely what is referred to here, but there are people who say, you've got to go through all kinds of rituals in order to be a Christian, and it's just not true.
这个呢是防备妄自行切割的,他不知道这个切割到底是什么意思,但是呢,他想的,可能是那些人说,如果你要成为一个基督徒,你要和你的世界切割开了。These
people say that you've got to be circumcised in order to obtain approval from the Lord. But Paul says, we are the true circumcision. We who worship by the Spirit of God, who glory in Jesus Christ and put no confidence in the flesh.
所以呢,有些时候呢,你要行割礼才可以,但是保罗说不是这样的,我们是在 里面,我们靠着主耶稣,我们靠着一切,我们在里面的,我们是里面的,已经行了割礼的,所以呢,我们不用去做那些。So
the question is, where does our rejoicing come from? Does it come from the fact that we are really, really good, or does it come from the fact that Jesus loves us?
所以我们靠主行乐是从哪里来的问题,就是说,是我们非常非常的好吗?而是我们靠着主耶稣爱我们呢?
Why did you become a Christian? Did you become a Christian because you were really good? Or did you become a Christian because you needed a Savior?
你为什么成为一个基督徒呢? 你成为一个基督徒是因为你非常好呢?而是因为你需要一个救主呢?
And so our rejoicing in the Lord is not because we were really good people. Our rejoicing in the Lord is that he saved us in spite of the fact that we weren't really, really good people.
所以呢,我们靠主喜乐呢,并不是我们是非常非常好的,是那个人,因为主耶稣爱我们,并不是因为我们,尽管我们不是一个很好的人,主耶稣仍然爱我们。
And so the Christian then is a people, is a person who basically says, my boast is in the Lord. Jesus died for me. Hallelujah.
基督上说呢，主耶稣是基督徒呢，是我靠着主耶稣夸口，因为主耶稣为我的罪而死。Hallelujah.
So there's a hymn in one of our hymn books that has some words like this.
有一首赞美诗在我们其中的一首赞美诗书里的词是这样的。
It says, nothing or not have I gotten but what I received.
因为并不是说我得到的什么，而是我已经接受了。Grace
hath bestowed it or given to me since I have believed.
因为神的恩典呢，倾倒在我身上，自从我信了以后。
And then the hymn goes on and says, I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
所以继续说呢，我只是一个罪人，我因恩典而得救。
Now that's why we rejoice in the Lord. We're all the same. We're all sinners. We all were departing from God. Jesus loved us, saved us, and he brought us all up to the same level in Jesus Christ. We rejoice in the Lord.
这就是我们为什么我们靠主喜乐，我们都是罪人，然后我们所有的人呢都离开了神，所以主耶稣把我们带在一起，把我们带的神同样一个水平，所以我们同样都是靠主喜乐。And
therefore we don't have any confidence in what we were before we became Christians.
所以呢，在我们成为基督徒之前，我们是怎么样的人？我们完全没有信心。
Each of us has a different background.
每一个人都有不同的背景。
Some of us were successes in the world's eyes, and more of us were probably not successes in the world's eyes.
所以呢，在世界的眼里，很多人可能有些人可能是成功的，但是我们大多数人在世界人的眼里并不是成功的。
Some people who are religious might say of some of us that we were better than others.
有些人呢，说他们是信宗教的，他们可能说我们比其他人好。But
that's of no value.
就是没有任何价值。Paul
says, I have no confidence in the flesh. Verse 4, though I myself have reasons for such confidence, if anyone thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more.
所以呢，第四节就是说，其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着。And
then he's got seven reasons why he was a very, very good religious person.
所以呢，他然后呢给了我们几个原因，说他是一个非常非常好的属宗教的人。Verse
5 says he was circumcised on the eighth day.
第五节说我第八天受割礼。
That's what religious parents would have done to their sons if they really wanted that son to follow the religious pattern of the day.
这就是那个宗属宗教的，他们如果想要他们的孩子跟随他们所信的宗教走的话，他们就跟他们走。
So he said, I could tell you people how good I am because I actually, I had the mark of God's goodness on me when I was only 8 days old.
因为呢，他可以告诉别人我有多好，因为我在第八天大的时候，我的身上就有那神给我的一个记号。
Then he says, I was from the country of Israel, the people of Israel. He says, a lot of you weren't, but I was. I really got a lot of things going for me.
因为他说我是以色列族，你们其实很多人都不是，所以在我这里面有很多东西是可以夸的。And
then he says, not only that, but I was of the tribe of Benjamin, which is one of the best of the 12 tribes of Israel.
那他继续说呢，我不光是这样，我还是一个便雅悯支派的人，他是这12个支派里最好的一个支派。
But then he says, I was a Hebrew of the Hebrews, which means that he followed the teaching of the Bible as it relates to the Hebrew people more than anybody else. I was a Hebrew of the Hebrews, the very best of the Hebrew people.
这就是说，那我是希伯来人中的希伯来人，因为他是根据希伯来圣经教导希伯来人应该怎么去做的，那样去做的希伯来人，所以他是希伯来人中最好的希伯来人。
He says, in regarding to the law, I was a Pharisee. They kept the law more stringently than any other people.
因为他这些时候就地方说我是法利赛人，因为法利赛人他们更以奇怪的方式去遵循宗教的规则。
Then he says, not only was I zealous as a believer in the ways of the Pharisees, but I persecuted the church because I felt they were wrong. That's how much I was following the Jewish position.
因为他继续说，那就热心说我是逼迫教会的，因为我认为教会是错的，所以这是我比其他的犹太人更有宗教的这样。
And then he says, as far as legalistic ritual is concerned, he said, I was blameless.
继续说呢，这立法的意义上说我是无可指责的。
So Paul said, I could be a good man, I could tell you I'm a good man, and I could rejoice in all the good things I did.
那使徒保罗说呢，我是一个非常好的人，我告诉你。 所以呢，我可以靠着我自己是个好人来行的。
But he says, no, I tell you what I'm going to rejoice in. I rejoice in the Lord.
但他说我不是这样的，我告诉你，我靠着什么行的，我靠着。
As a matter of fact, he says, all these good things that I did, I don't think they're really of any value at all now, because I've trusted the Lord Jesus as my Savior.
因为他继续说呢，这我认为我以前做这些东西没有任何价值，因为我现在相信的主耶稣基督为我的救主。So
he says, verse 7, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider to be loss for the sake of Christ.
所以第七节继续说，只是我先前以为我与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作是有损的。And
then he says in verse 8, what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. That's where all the value is.
因为第八节继续说，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，这是他认为最有价值的。He
says, now for his sake, I have lost all things, or I have suffered the loss of all things. I consider them to be rubbish that I may gain Christ.
所以呢，他继续说呢，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
That's very, very amazing when you analyze it. All that Paul was before he met the Savior, he considers to be of no value.
所以这你去分析一下，这是非常令人惊奇的，因为保罗，使徒保罗说，在他认识主以前，他所做的一切都是没有价值。Everything
that he became after he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, he considers to be of great value.
所以呢，每一件事，当他接受主耶稣为救主以后，他认为的都是至宝。
And so that all ties back, doesn't it, into the logic of being born again.
这些所有的在逻辑上都归在一起，就是你要重生。
If you're born again, it means you used to be dead.
如果你重生呢，这就意味着你从前是死的。
And all the things that were of value to the dead man aren't of value to him anymore.
对于任何一些有价值的，对一个死人来说是不再有任何价值。
So now, instead of being excited about all the things associated with the dead man. He's excited about all the things that are associated with his new life.
那这个看来呢，那些和他所有的那些死了的人联系在一起的呢，他更感到兴奋的是和这一个新人联系在一起。
So it doesn't matter what you were before you trusted the Lord as your Savior. All that matters now is that you are going to believe and follow Him. He is your new life.
所以呢，你在这个跟随主、信主之前所做的一切，你是什么样的人都不重要。所以重要的是，在你信主以后，你要跟随着主，你要有一个新的生命。
Then he goes on and he talks about the things that are of great value in the new life.
那他继续说呢，在谈到一些事情，在他的新的生命里一些非常有价值的东西。
So verse 9 says, I want to be found in him. That's what I want. I want my new life to be in Jesus. There's great value there.
所以呢，第九节继续说，并且要得以在他里面，他要让他的新的生命在主耶稣基督里面，这里有极大的价值。He
says, my old life used to be pretty good. I used to say, look at me, I'm a good guy.
所以他基本上说，我的那个老的人生是非常好的，你看看我，我是多么好的一个人。Now
he says, I want you to look at Jesus. He's the good guy, I'm nothing. But Jesus in me, that's everything.
那他现在说呢，我现在不要你看我，你要看主耶稣，主耶稣是一个好人，他在我里面，这就是所有我变好的一个。He
says, I don't want people to look at me having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ.
那他继续说，不是有。 由自己因律法而得的义，乃是由信基督的义，就因信神而来的义。So
basically he says, don't look at me, but look what Jesus has done for me.
也基本上说就不要看我，要看主耶稣在我身上行了什么。And
so verse 10 he says, I want to know Christ, number one.
那第十节继续说，第一个是使我认识基督。I
want to know the power of his resurrection, number two.
第二个呢，晓得他复活的大能。I
want to know the fellowship of his sufferings, number three.
第三个呢，并且晓得和他一起受苦。Becoming
like him in his death, number four.
第四个呢，效法他的死。
And therefore being able to attain to the resurrection of the dead, number five. So, five great steps for Paul, great steps forward. This is what I want now. Before I had these seven great things associated with my old religion.
五个因素让保罗在新的生命里前行，因为他在他的旧的生命里有七个因素，所以他说要忘掉。Now
he says, I want these five things associated with my life, my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他现在要说这五样事情在我的人生中一直充满跟着我信主耶稣，在主耶稣的信心里。So
verse 10 again, number one is, I want to know Christ.
所以第十节呢，第一个呢，使我认识基督。Now
there's a difference, isn't there, between knowing someone and knowing about someone.
因为这个呢，知道一个认识一个人和知道关于这个人的事是有区别的。You
can learn a lot about somebody by reading a book.
你可以认识一个人呢，通过读很多的书。But
you get to know them by spending time with them, by working with them, by living with them, Paul says, that's what I want to know. I know about Jesus by reading the Bible. That's wonderful. But I want to get to know him as a person. I want to enter into that very, very close relationship with him. Not just about him, but with him.
而这就是使徒保罗说的，我现在开始我要认识主耶稣基督，我要跟他非常的亲密，我要知道他做一个人来去认识主耶稣基督。Then
he says, having got to know him, I want to know the power of his resurrection.
继续说呢，我认识他以后呢，我要晓得他复活的大能。
And the Bible often talks about this as being the greatest power.
圣经通常说呢，这个大能是最大的大能。
It is an amazing power. God raised Jesus from the dead.
这是不是令神奇的大能呢？神把主耶稣从死里复活。
Now Paul says, I want to know that power in my life, not just through my life. I want to know that power in my life.
使徒保罗说呢，我要知道这样的大能在我的人生中，而不是在通过我的人生去认识。Then
he goes on and he says, I want to know the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings.
继续说呢，并且晓得和他一同受苦。He
says, the Lord Jesus Christ suffered much in his life, and he became a blessing to others because of his sufferings.
所以呢，他说呢，主耶稣呢，在他的人生中受了很多苦，他对周围的人呢，都是一个福气，因为他的受苦。The
writer to the Hebrews says of the Lord Jesus that though he were God's son, he still became, or he learned obedience by the things that he suffered.
所以呢，希伯来书里继续说呢，因为尽管他是神的儿子，但是呢，他通过受苦来变得谦卑。And
so Paul is saying, I know that the Lord Jesus learned a lot by suffering. He learned what it is like to obey, and he ended up with great power because of that. He said, I want to fellowship in his sufferings too. I want to know about the sufferings in order that I can know more about the power.
因为使徒保罗说呢，我知道主耶稣因为受苦学到了很多东西，最后呢得到了极大的大能，所以我要像主耶稣那样，我也要通过受苦也去学，然后要知道这样的最终最大的大能。
And he says now, the Lord Jesus Christ became great because he went into death. I want to know something about that kind of power. And so he says, I'm prepared to become like him in his death so that I could be like him in his resurrection.
继续说呢，因为主耶稣他的死，所以他呢成为一个最大的，所以呢我要学习他，我要效仿他的死，我要通过这个来学习他这样一个大能。
We're talking a little bit about this on Sunday nights in our studies in Joshua.
所以我们在星期天的晚上在学习约书亚记的时候学到谈到了一些这样的事。And
in order to get the blessings of new life, we've got to go through the losses of death.
因为为了得到新的生命，我们要去因为死而失去的。
So Paul says, I used to brag about all the good things that happened to me before I was a Christian. Not anymore. He said, I lost all those. I let them die because, in fact, I was worthy of death in those days, but I've trusted Jesus as my Lord.
今天使徒保罗继续说呢，他以前在他的人生中有很多好的东西，但是呢，现在不再去以那些东西去夸口，因为那些东西已经死了。他现在要去效法主耶稣，因为他死了以后，他要跟着主耶稣做，相信主耶稣做一个新的生命。Now
that's a very, I'm going to use the word radical position to take, but remember the Bible says that you must be born again.
因为我认为呢，这是啊，在圣经里一个非常革命性的一个位置啊去做的。但是呢，我告诉大家，圣经里说的我们要重生。
And being born again means saying no, losing all that was behind in order to gain all that is ahead.
因为呢，重生呢，就是说对那些作用过去在你身后的事说不，为了得到你眼前的。
And of course the question is it worth it? If you lose what's behind, is it worth it? And the answer is, of course it is. Because the blessings that lie ahead are of far greater value than those that are given up behind.
所以那个问题呢，是这样，你这样去做值得吗？你把你所有的一切都抛弃是值得的吗？当然答案是的，因为你前面要得到的东西是远远超过你过去所得到的东西的价值的。
Paul was a big man, an important man. Before he became a Christian, he lost all that and he became far more an outstanding man after.
所以呢，保罗是其实是一个很伟大的人，在他成为基督徒之前，他有所有的他人生的东西。但是呢，当他成为基督徒以后，他比他以前那个救人更要杰出的多。
Nicodemus was somewhat like him. He also was an outstanding Jewish religious leader.
所以呢，尼哥底母跟保罗是差不多的，他同样是一个杰出的犹太的宗教人士。
And the Lord said to him in John chapter 3, Nicodemus, you must be born again.
所以主耶稣跟尼哥底母在约翰福音第三章里说，尼哥底母，你必须重生。
So when the Lord says to you and me, all right, you get to give up those things that were big in your flesh in order to become like the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not so hard because we didn't have much behind.
因为当主耶稣跟我们说呢，你要把你在以前成为基督徒之前那些东西都放弃的时候呢，我们说主要这不是太难，因为我们没有太多东西在过去留下。
The promises in the Bible are all the wonderful promises that we get when we say no to sin in the past and we say yes to Jesus and the new life, the resurrection life in the future.
所以呢，在那个圣经里那些应许，那些美丽的应许，都是说你当你对你所有的过去的一切说no的时候，你说不的时候，你把它抛弃的时候，你得到的是在里面新得到的是一个完全复活的一个新的有福气的生命。
Now this is the big issue in every Christian life.
也就是在每一个基督徒的人生里都是一个大的问题。
We've got to say, listen, I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, and now everything is new. He is my Lord. I follow Him in everything, in spite of the loss that is behind me and that is implied in that.
因为这里呢，我们要说听着，我现在成为一个新基督徒了，所有的事情都是新的。我现在相信主耶稣为我的救主，所有的我过去的一切，我都会把它抛弃，我要得到这一切的新的，在我的人生里。And
so, not in this version, but in the authorized version, Paul says earlier, he says, I have suffered the loss of all things.
因为呢，不光是在这个版本里，在那个国王钦定版里也是说，他说啊，我已经受经历了那些失去所有的那样的一个苦。So,
when you become a Christian, you often have to give up things that that were very important to you and hurt a lot.
所以呢，通常呢，你要成为一个基督徒呢。 你要放弃那些通常对你来说是非常重要的东西，而且对你来说，你要放弃对你是一个极大的伤痛的事情。And
so I keep on going back to thinking of some men who had an influence on my life, who gave things up when they became Christians.
我一直在想呢，在我的基督徒人生中，那些对我的人生有极大影响的人，他们通常都放弃了很多重要的东西。
One of my friends was a soccer player, and he said, I had to give up my soccer ball.
那其中有一个朋友呢，是踢足球的。他说呢，当我成为基督徒以后，我必须放弃踢足球。
I told you about Eric Peterson, and the fact is that when he became a Christian, he gave up his skis.
所以呢，我也跟大家谈到过 Eric Peterson， 当他成为基督徒以后呢，他必须放弃滑雪。
He said, "There's far more important things for me in life than skis. I'm going to live my new life."
因为他说，在我的人生中有很多更重要的事，比那个滑雪要重要的多，所以我要为这个新的人生活。
Another one of my friends is Gary Weeks, and some of you have met him. He comes to Vancouver to preach periodically.
另外，他另外一个朋友叫 Gary Weeks， 你们中间有些人可能见过他。他因为来过几次温哥华来讲道。
He was a popular singer in Canada, and at one point he was on the hit parade. He was a very, very popular man. He trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and he stopped singing for the world, and he gave up his guitar in order to follow the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，他其实是一个非常非常有名的流行歌手，他在加拿大是非常有名的。但是呢，当他成为基督徒以后，他必须放弃为这个世界歌唱，他要开始为主耶稣而歌唱，他放弃了他的吉他。
By the grace of God, after many years, he took up his singing and his guitar again, and he sings today beautifully for the Lord Jesus Christ. But he suffered the loss of what he was in order to get the blessing of what Jesus could give him.
所以呢，很多年以后呢，他又重新拿起了吉他，又重新开始唱，用他美丽的歌声歌颂主耶稣基督。他放弃了他的一切，所以他在世界上的一切的事情。然后呢，他开始呢，这样去做的是为了得到主耶稣来的一切的赐福。
So the question is, when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, it requires, it implies that you go in different directions and you do different things. Is it going to be worth it?
因为呢，这个问题呢，就是当你开始相信主耶稣基督以后呢，要开始去要求你，或者你要开始去做一些事情，这样的事情呢，跟你通常做的是不一样的。
And so here Paul says, yes, it's worth it.
所以呢，那是值得的。所以在这里保罗说是这样，是的，这是值得的。
And the examples that I've just given you, each of them say, yes, it's worth it.
所以呢，我给你举的几个例子，其中每一个人都说呢，我们这样做是值得的。
And those of us who've walked the Christian life for a long time, we've given up things along the way, and we say, yes, it was worth it.
因为那些做成为基督徒很长时间的人呢，他们说呢，我们是放弃了很多东西，但是呢，这是值得的。
Paul goes on in verse 12, and he says, now, I'm not even there yet. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
所以呢，第十二节继续说呢，这不是说我已经得着的，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得到基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
He said, I'm not sure of all the things that God had in mind when he saved me, but I want to follow him in such a way that I will end up obtaining and doing what I was saved for. God saved me so that I could obtain this. God saved me so that I can do this. That's what I want.
所以呢，基本上说呢， 保罗说我不知道当神救我的时候拯救我的时候他要我得着什么，但是这里呢我知道我要一直跟随着神，让神让我得着神要救我的时候让我得着的东西。
So sometimes you ask yourself the question, why did the Lord Jesus Christ save me?
所以有时候你问自己一个问题，你说为什么主耶稣要拯救我呢？
And your first answer probably is the simple one that says, I don't know why he would ever love me enough to save me. I can't answer that question.
因为你通常呢会简单的第一个就是说呢，我不知道为什么，我不知道为什么他要爱我。他救我，这就是你通常的回答。
But then the second answer would be, he must have saved me for a greater purpose. He must have had something in mind for me.
所以呢，然后你就会说呢，他一定会拯救我，一定有一个非常大的旨意，他在我的人生中一定有一个什么特别的事要。
And if in fact he has something in mind for me, I want to find out what it is so that I can do it.
所以呢，如果真的是在我的人生中主耶稣要行什么，我要找出来那个是什么，我要去做出来。
That just makes a great deal of sense.
这些呢，就是一个很有
You can imagine how sad it would be for you to die and go to meet God and the Lord said, did you do what I saved you to do?
因为有时候你会发现呢，这是一个非常悲伤的事。如果你死了以后，你去主耶稣那里见到主耶稣，主耶稣说你做了我要你做的事情吗？
How sad to say, well, no, I never really thought about that.
所以多么悲惨的事是说我从来不知道我没想过你要。
You could say I had a pretty good idea what it could be, but then I didn't really want to do it, so I didn't do it.
因为你可能说呢我知道你要做什么但是我不想去做所以我没有做。
So, that's the big challenge in our lives.Are we going to rejoice in the Lord or are we going to rejoice in what we used to be? Are we going to live for Jesus or are we going to hang on to the past and things that are of no value?
因为这在我们人生中是一个极大的挑战。我们是要靠着主喜乐呢还是靠着我们过去的成就喜乐呢？我们要是靠着主有一个新的人生呢还是继续在你那个旧的人生。
And so verse 13 says, this is my objective in life.
所以呢第十三节就是说弟兄们这是我。
He says, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of everything that the Lord wants for me. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and striving toward what is ahead,I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
所以第三节说弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得胜，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督里耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
What are we doing today?By the grace of God, we're keeping on going. That's what we're doing.
我们今天做什么呢？借着神的恩典，我们继续前行。
He says, I don't think I've attained it yet. Paul says, there's more ahead for me than there is in the past for me. I'm going to keep going ahead.
另外，使徒保罗说，我并不以为我已经得着了，在我的人生的前面已经有了很多东西，但我不认为那些东西都是值得的，我要继续找新的东西。
And then he goes beyond that and he says, you know, I'm going to forget what is behind.
继续说呢，我要忘记背后。
So if you look back in your life, what do you see?
所以你如果回看你的人生，你看见什么呢？
But if you're like me, you see two things.
你跟我一样，你看见两件事。
Number one, you see some failures.
一个呢，你看到什么失败的东西。
Number two, by the grace of God, you see some successes.
第二个呢，基督神的恩待，看到什么成功的事情。
Paul says, now I'm going to forget the failures, and I'm going to forget the successes, and I'm going to reach out to tomorrow where I can get some real victories for Jesus.
因为使徒保罗说，我要忘记过去的失败，也要过去的成功，我要面对明天的，我要继续去藉着主耶稣而得胜。
Don't live in the past.
要活在过去。
You live in the future. You say, Lord, I want you to help me be what I should be. I commit to you my future.
因为你要活在将来，你要说主耶稣帮助我，帮助我成为我应该做的事情。这应该是那样的一个人，我要活在将来。
So he says, what I do is I forget the things in the past, but I press on for the goal, for the prize of doing what the Lord Jesus wants me to do today and tomorrow.
因为基本上是我要忘记过去，我要向着标杆直跑，我要明天我要得到主耶稣要我做的什么样的事，我要得到那个从上面找我来得的奖赏。
Then he says in verse 15, he says, all of us who are mature should take such a view of things. Paul says, this is the way I live, but this is the way you should live as well.
第十五节说，所以我们中间凡是完全总要成这样的心，保罗基本上说，我是这样活的，你们也应该这样去活。
And then he says, and if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you.
继续说呢，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
And I think really what he's saying here is, you know, some of this might end up being very difficult.
所以呢，我认为他是这样说的，有些事情可能最后变得非常难。
And instead of agreeing completely with Paul here, some people might say, yes, but, and then they just disagree with Paul on some points.
其实这里呢，不是他们，不是去同意他们，同意保罗。有些人说呢，尽管是这样的，但是他们然后就开始不跟保罗。
Paul says, no, don't do that, because if you disagree with me now, you'll find out later that I was right in what I was saying.
因为使徒保罗说不要这么做，如果你不同意我说的，最终你发现我说的东西都是正确。
So if you go to a Christian who's lived a long time, and you say to him, did you understand what it was the Lord wanted you to do 40, 50 years ago? He'll probably say yes.
所以如果你认识一个活了很久的基督徒，你跟他说，你知道主耶稣在四五十年之前要你做的事情吗？他会回答说是。
And then you might say to him, and did you do it?
然后你就会问他，你做了吗？
And he might say to you,Not in everything.
他可能会说不是每一件都做。
And then you would say to him, and was he right or were you right?
然后你会问他呢，是主对了呢，还是你对的？
And after all those years, he will say to you, he was right. I was wrong. I should have done it. I knew I should do it. I just didn't do it. He was right.And I was wrong.
因为他为什么呢？主是对的，我是错的。我有些事情我不该做，有些事情我应该做。我应该去做，我该做事，我不该去做，我不该做事。
So I remember speaking to my friend one day. My friend was 42 years old when he became a Christian.
所以呢，我有一天我跟我的朋友说话，当他成为基督徒的时候，他42岁。
He first heard the gospel when he was 12 years old.
他第一次听到福音是12岁。
But he told me that he was more interested in stealing chocolate bars than he was in listening to the truth of God and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后呢，告诉我呢，后面呢，他更感兴趣的是偷巧克力包，巧克力棒，而不是去听关于我们主耶稣基督的福音。
And so he wasted 30 years.
浪费了30年。
Now those 30 years ruined his life.
所以在那个30年里，他的生活一团糟。
But I said to him, during those 30 years, when you were walking against the Lord rather than with the Lord, during those 30 years, did you believe that Jesus was right or you were right?
然后问他，在那30年里，你是不是除了你不是去与主同行，而是与主反着行？你认为你是对的，还是主是对的呢？
He said to me, all the time I knew that he was right and I was wrong.
所以他跟我说，那这所有的时间呢，我是都知道主是对的，我是错的。
So here's the issue. Paul is saying, I've laid before you some very important truths. You make sure that you live them. Don't just dismiss them. They're very important. God saves us for a reason. Make sure you do what it is God wants you to do, because that's the way you're going to live the full, the happy, the abundant life, and have much reward in eternity.
现在保罗继续说呢，我跟你这里问题是呢，我跟你们聊的一些事情，你们要照着去做。你们如果照着这样事情去做呢，你们就会继续与主同行，你们就会得着更多的。 丰丰富富的从神来的赐福。
And then he finishes off the paragraph in verse 16, and he says, only let us live up to what we have already attained. You've been walking with the Lord, you've obtained, and you've attained certain levels. Make sure you keep on going. Don't give up what you've accomplished, but push on for more.
所以第16节就是说，然而我们到了什么地步，将到着什么地步走。所以你们不要放弃，你们要继续啊！你们现在是什么样的，你们照着这样继续往前行。All
right, so that's a bit of a theme for us to this point. I'm just wondering if there are any questions. We want to make sure we understand it as we can. If you've got some questions at this point, now would be a good time to chat about them. Some comments at this point. Help us understand.
因为人问今天呢，写在这里呢，基本上就是这样一个场面，我们大家都看到了。所以我认为在这里应该很好的停一下，然后你认为你应该懂的，你懂了吗？如果没有懂，你可以提出一些问题。然后在这个地方是一个好的点，然后你们有什么啊？ 想说的，有其他的想说的意见，也可以在这个时候讲。三女，后面十七节这儿讲到，就是说，兄弟们，你们要一同效法。
我很理解，就是保罗，当然他是做的是很 perfect， 是一个。可是这里面十七节这里面讲到，就是说你们要效法我，是保罗要大家效法他，是不是应该效法基督呢？保罗他再完美，他也毕竟是人呀，他也有他的不足的地方，这样说是不是合适
？OK，So， 三尼's question is in verse 17. She said that you should follow me, my example as an example. But she think Apostle Paul is a man, and he is not perfect. So he should say in here, you should follow Jesus as an example, not follow Paul as an example. So she think, is that if this is a properly statement here? Or?
Very good question. Let's read verse 17. It says, join with others in following my example, brother, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you.
非常好的问题，我们来读一下第十七节，弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我的榜样行的人。
So the question is, who do we follow?
问题是呢，我们要跟随谁呢？
And the answer is, we follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
其答案是呢，我们效法主耶稣基督。
But there's a couple of problems with that. Number one,You've never seen the Lord Jesus Christ in action.
所以呢，这里有几个问题在那里，因为你从来没有当面见过主耶稣。
And number two, the Lord Jesus Christ lived a long time ago.
所以第二个呢，主耶稣是活在很久很久以前。
So, a little child is told to live like the Lord Jesus.
所以一个小孩呢，被告知要像主耶稣那样去活。
When I was a little child, I was very fortunate. My father was a good Christian man.
因为当我是个孩子的时候，我非常幸运，因为我的父亲是一个很好的基督徒。
Interestingly enough, his name was Harold Summers.
所以呢，非常有趣的，我爸爸的名字也叫 Harold Summers。
My name is Harold Summers。
我的名字也叫 Harold Summers。
And so when I was a boy, I used to ask, why is my name the same as my daddy's name?
因为当我是个小男孩的时候，我通常有这样的问题：为什么我的名字和我爸爸的名字一样呢？
And my mother and my father would say,Because when you were born, we wanted you to be like your father.
所以我的爸爸和妈妈通常会说呢，那你出生的时候，我们要想要你像你的爸爸一样。
And so my mother would say to me, Harold, you're supposed to live like Jesus.
所以呢，我的妈妈也跟我说呢，Harold，你要像主耶稣那样去活。
And she would say, that's right.You're supposed to live like Jesus. I would say, how do I do that?
因为我会说那是对的。如果我应该像主耶稣那样活，我怎么去做呢？
And she would say, well, you live like your daddy, the same way he lives like Jesus.
所以她说呢，你像你的爸爸那样去活，因为他像主耶稣那样活。
Now, she said, he's not perfect, and where he doesn't live like Jesus, you don't live like that, but you live like Jesus,Where he lives, like Jesus.
然后我妈妈继续说呢，他不是完美的。如果他不像主耶稣那样活呢，你不要去效法，你只效法他像主耶稣那样去活着。
And frankly, that made it a little easier for me to live like Jesus because I had the model of my own father to follow.
因为对我来说呢，这样是一个非常容易的事情，因为我有一个。模特，然后就是我自己的父亲，我照着那样去做。
Now, if you look behind you, you will always find somebody who's following you.
所以呢，你如果你往你人生回看，你通常会发现有些人是跟随着你。
They've got their eye on you to see how you follow Jesus.
他们呢，他的眼睛都一直看着你，看着你是怎样去效法主耶稣。
It may be a member of your family or many.
所以呢，可能也是你家庭的一个成员或者很多。
It may be a neighbor.
或者是一个邻居。
It will be everybody in the Church of Jesus Christ that you fellowship with.
也可能是在那个你每一个在你。去谈气的那个主耶稣基督的教会里面。
You and I are walking examples of what it is to follow Jesus.
你和我们，所以你们和我都是一个榜样，就是跟随效法主耶稣，对其他人来说是一个榜样。
We're all trying to do that, so we say, all right, how I'm going to follow him as he follows the Lord Jesus.
因为我们读所有人都会那样去做，我们就说好吧，我们看他是怎么去跟随主耶稣的。
So there were many people at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel when I was a little boy.
因为在我是个小男孩的时候呢，在十六届教会里有很多人。
And I used to watch those men.
当然是看那些弟兄们。
And then I would say to myself and I would pray, and I would pray, Lord, when I grow up, I want to be like Mr. Budd. I want to be like Mr. Cummings. I want to be like Mr. Richmond. I want to be like Mr. Summers, my dad. I want to, and I watched these people, some young, some old, and I said, in this regard, I want to be like him. In this regard, I want to be like him. Because each of them, in one way or another, was like Jesus.
因为然后我自己祷告，我跟主说，主耶稣，当我长大的时候，我要像这个啊 ，Bud， 我要像这个 Cummings， 我要像这个 Richmond， 我要像那个我自己的父亲 Harold。所以呢，我说主啊，把我造成，让我去跟他从某个每个人身上学到某一样东西，跟他们一样。当我长大的时候
，Now it would also be possible to be a bad example。
所以同样呢，有可能你成为一个坏的榜样。
And sometimes when a little boy does something wrong, mommy says, you shouldn't do that. And he will even say, well, daddy does that.
所以呢，有时候一个小男孩他做错的事，他妈妈说，你不应该那么做。为什么呢？我爸爸也这么做。
Oh, you don't want to be like that.
你不想成为那样的人。
So that's our position here on verse 17. We are to follow the others, making them our example. If they live according to the pattern we gave you, you follow them. You follow me as I live according to the pattern of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这样呢，第十七节呢就是这样的一个事情。你们要一同效法我，但你们那些照我的榜样行的事情，所以你们要行的榜样，你要行的效法的榜样呢，其实就是那些效法我们主耶稣基督的。
Any other question or comment?
有没有其他的问题和那个想法？
All right, let's look at verse 18. It says, For as I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as the enemies of the cross of Christ. Don't follow them.
所以第十八节继续来说，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们，你们不要跟他们一样。
There are bad examples out there. Don't follow them.
那里呢，有很多坏的榜样，不要跟随他们，不要效法。
Verse 19 describes them. Their destiny is destruction. They say things. They look good. They're doing whatever they do. But sooner or later, they will be destroyed. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Or they say, whatever feels good, that's what we're going to follow. And their glory is their shame. Sorry, Roy.
Yeah, so, 所以第十九节就说他们结局就是沉沦，迟迟早早他们会被消灭灭亡。他们的神就是他们自己的杜甫，他们觉得自己吃的什么好，他们就把那个当成神。
There are some people in the world today who do that very thing. They are doing things that are shameful and they say we are proud of it. Their glory is in their shame. Stay away from all of that.
所以呢，在这个世界上呢，有些人呢，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，他们呢做了很多羞耻的事，但是他们说我们为此而骄傲。你们不要去效法这样的人，他们把自己羞耻当成荣耀。
Now their problem is the end of verse 19. Their mind is on earthly things.
所以呢，第十九节的最后一部分呢，就是他们专以地上的事为念。
But the Christian's mind is on heavenly things.
但基督徒呢，他们是为天上的事为念。
Remember, the Christian was born again.
记得呢，记住，基督徒是重生的。
And because we've been born again, we don't think about the earthly things. We're going to heaven. We're going to heaven soon. That's what we think about. Our mind is on heavenly things, not on earthly things.
因为我们不考虑下面的事，因为我们考虑是天上的事，我们很快就会要到天堂去了，所以我们要为天上的事为念，而不要为自己地上的事去想念。
Many of you know a little bit about this problem because you know what it's like to immigrate.
所以呢，你们所有的好多人呢，知道这样的问题，这就是为什么你们要移民到这里呢。
And when you come from one part of the world to the other part of the world, coming to the one means coming from the other.
当你在这个地球上的一个地方来到另一个地方的时候呢，这是意味着你从一个地方出来到一个地方去。
And you leave the old things behind in order to enjoy the good things that are ahead.
你把所有的以前的事呢，旧的事都放弃，所以这样你可以享受你面前的事。
Our great great grandparents lived in Scotland. Half of them, our mother's family, all lived in Scotland.
所以呢，他爷爷的爷爷的爷爷，就是他妈妈的那一支，他们是在苏格兰出生的。
When they came to Canada, they never went back to Scotland.
当他们来到加拿大以后呢，他们再也没回到苏格兰去过。
My mother, our mother was born in Prince Edward Island on the east coast of Canada.
所以呢，他的妈妈呢是在西岸的Prince Edward Island 出生的那个岛上出生。
And when she was a girl, she moved to British Columbia.
当她还是个小女孩的时候呢，她搬到了BC 省。
She went back to Prince Edward Island once in her life only.
她呢，在她整个人生中，她只回到过 Prince Edward Island 一次。
There were many things in the family. They probably had many things as part of their household items in the family in Prince Edward Island, but we never saw them. They didn't come. They left what was there and they came from PEI to Vancouver.
他们实际上呢，他们在那个 Prince Edward Island 那里可能还有留下很多家里的一些东西，但是呢，他们从来没见过那样的东西，因为当他们离开的时候呢，把那些东西都放弃了，直接来到了温哥华。
Our father was born in England.
他的父亲呢，是出生在英格兰。
He went back to England twice for just a few days in his entire life.
所以他的整个人生中呢，他只是回去过两次，只有几天的时间到英格兰。
When he was in his early 20s, he movedfrom Calgary to Vancouver.
所以呢，当他那个时候年轻的时候呢，他从卡尔加里搬到了温哥华。
And he went back to Calgary maybe three or four times in his life, but not more.
所以呢，在他的整个人生中呢，他只是回去过三到四次，但没有更多了。
And so all of this taught us as a family that when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you don't go back.
所以这些人都告诉我们，当你成为基督徒以后，成为神的家庭成员一员以后呢，不要回去。
And we're glad for their example, and we're glad that we didn't go back. We're glad we trusted the Lord as our Savior.
我们非常高兴有这么多的榜样，我们也非常高兴我们不会走回头路，我们因为我们这样有一个伟大的救主。
All right, verse 20 then says, our citizenship is in heaven.
所以第二十节继续说，我们却是天上的国民。
Now, when I was younger, I used to be very proud of the fact that I was a Canadian.
所以当我还年轻的时候，我非常引以为傲的是我是个加拿大人。
I lived for a while in the United States, and I used to brag about being a Canadian.
所以呢，我在美国生活了一个很短的时间，但通常呢，我会吹嘘我是个加拿大人。
And I used to laugh with my American friends, and I would tell them how good Canada is, and tell them that I felt sorry for them, that they couldn't be Canadians.
所以呢，我通常呢会取笑我的美国朋友们，我说呢，你们，我告诉他们加拿大有多好，我感到非常遗憾，他们不能成为加拿大人。
It was all a joke, but it was lots of fun.
这是个笑话，但是呢，我们都很有趣。
All right, but now it's different.
但现在呢，就是不同的。
I'm not so proud of being a Canadian.
我现在并不以 为一个加拿大人而骄傲。
I can read the news, and very often the Canadian news isn't very good.
现在我通常去看那个新闻，新闻的加拿大的新闻通常不是好新闻。
But I'm a citizen of heaven.
但是我却是天上的国民。
And Jesus Christ is my Lord, and I get to be part of his country.
所以主耶稣基督是我的主，我会成为他的国家的一员。
And I am very, very proud of that.
我非常非常以此为傲。
That's what I'm living for.I'm living for Jesus. He's the one who's going to take me to his heaven and soon, hallelujah.
这就是我为什么而活。那个主耶稣迟早要把我很快就被我带到他的天堂里去。Hallelujah.
All right, so verse 20 goes on, says, we eagerly wait a savior from heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, he will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
第二十节继续说呢，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临，他按着那能叫万有归附他自己的大能，将我们这些卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
So when our family moved from Scotland to Prince Edward Island and Calgary to Vancouver, they moved, every time they moved, they still looked just like they did before they moved.
因为当我的家人从斯格兰搬到 Prince Edward Island, 搬到卡尔加里，搬到温哥华呢，他每次的搬家呢，都跟他们以前没有什么区别。
But when we move to heaven, we're going to get a new body.
当我们搬到天上的时候呢，我们有一个新的身体。
And so when you see me in heaven, you're going to say, Harold, you really are handsome. This is marvelous. You look so good.
因为如果你在天上看见我呢，你会说 ，Harold， 你长得太英俊了，这个太奇妙了。
I'm going to get a new body. You're going to get a new body. Hallelujah.
你会得到一个新身体，我会得到一个新的身体。Hallelujah.
And so we get excited about the fact that we are going to be in heaven. We're going to enjoy heaven forever. And so we live today, not so much as citizens of Canada. We live today as citizens of heaven.
因为我们感到非常兴奋的是呢，我们要去天堂，我们去到天堂，我们在那里会永恒的享受，并不是现在在加拿大的很多人都可以有去到天堂的那样的福气。
All right, well, that's our chapter for today. We've gone over it quickly. It's a very important chapter and a very powerful chapter.
因为我们今天呢，在这一章的结束是一个非常重要的一章，也是一个非常有大能力的一章。
It all stems from the simple line, you must be born again.
因为这里所讲的就是一个非常简单的道理，你必须重生。
And when you are born again, you get into these wonderful new life circumstances.
因为你如果重生的话呢，你会得到这些非常美妙的这个新的环境。
All right, anything else now before we pray and call it quits for today?
因为大家还有没有其他的事在我们做一个结束的祷告之前。
Any other question or comment?
有没有问题和想法？
All right. Well, let's have a word of prayer then. And thank you very much, Lord. We thank you for the truth of God.
主啊，我们也感谢您为神的真理。
And we thank you that you have presented the seriousness of the walk of the Christian to us.
因为我们非常感恩您给我们列出的这一系列的基督徒的与神同行的。
Paul says elsewhere, if anybody is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, all things have become new.
因为使徒保罗在其他的地方说呢，如果一个人成为基督徒呢，他是一个新造的物，所有的事情都过去了，所有的事情都变成了新的。
That's where we are, Lord. We're in this new position in Christ. We thank you for saving us. Lord, help us live this new life without compromise.
因为呢，这就是我们现在所在的位置。我们现在感谢主，感谢您救了我们，请帮助我们在我们这个新的生活里继续前行，而不是有任何的妥协。
Keep teaching us, Lord, what we should do, we pray.
继续教导我们，我们该怎么做？我们祷告。
And then, Lord, please help us do it for your glory.
主啊，帮助我们去做到，为了您的荣耀。
We give thanks now, and we ask your blessing in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Good to see each one of you.